Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Saturday night in Wisconsin. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. 6 hours of local original music from around the state of Wisconsin. Every Saturday and Sunday night, 6 to midnight, on this station that you're listening to. And, you know, right now we want to tell you about a special thing here in Madison. If you're not familiar with the Madison Area Music Association, please go to themamas.org and find out about it, because it's a great charity. Plus, the Madison Area Music Association, affectionately known as the Mamas, is a great vehicle to support your local artist. Vote for the local artist is kind of like the Grammys answer, Madison's answer to the Grammys. And there's a lot of great music up to vote on. Here to tell us all about that and the finalist announcement party is Carrie Osborne. Carrie, it's great to have you.
Hello. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
We had your worser half here last time, and I'm happy that you are here this time.
Well, that would be husband time.
Well, he is coming back next Saturday, so.
Oh, gosh. All right. What do you need people to know right now?
Oh, we need you to know the when and the where and the why. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Yeah. It is the Madison Area Music Association. Our mission is getting instruments into kids' hands.
Yes. So important.
It's, you know, and it's what I love about this so much is that it's a charity. It's an organization that everybody can get behind.
Absolutely.
Right. There's not a lot of people out there who are like on the other side of the fence when it comes to giving a child some music education, except for maybe the guy who lives downstairs from a kid who gets a drum set. Like that might be the one person who can complain.
Too bad.
That was Rocker's Neighbors growing up.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I have watched them get a donated piano and then take it and move it and donate it to a community center. I also, when I was still working at Channel 3, we did a story and followed her along when she first got a violin from the Madison Area Music Association and what happened as she went through her high school career. And she planned to continue with music into college. That's so what a fantastic difference this makes. Wow. And her family could not afford lessons, let alone buying a violin for a child.
No kidding.
This changed her world.
Oh, yeah, completely. Mm-hmm. I mean, these kids, they've got this. I mean, you guys know music. Everybody here, everybody who's listening, we all love music. It does something to your insides. It makes you feel good. And if you're a kid and you feel that, but you don't have a way to express it, that could be a real tragedy. So we exist to make sure that doesn't happen.
I love it.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
You know, if you're a parent listening to the show right now, let's say you have kids and, you know, times are tight for everybody. Money is hard to come by, and you really want your kid more importantly wants to do music. What's the steps to get involved?
Well, I guess the first step would be just to contact us, because we, you know, we do give away things like, you know, drum kits and violins and pianos and things like that. But we give away things in a lot of different ways too. Sometimes we give it to individuals. So, you know, contact themamas.org and you know, get in touch with somebody there. Sometimes we give away to schools. Sometimes we give away to community centers, like, you know, you just mentioned a community center. And it's all kinds of, like, it's really great, big, beautiful things like grand pianos, and sometimes it's really dull things like, you know, power chords and
still all needed if you're going to make
stand,
some music.
You know, keyboard repair, yawn. But these boring, I'm making air quotes right now, these boring things, like, they matter.
Totally.
And so we kind of cover the whole gambit. So the first thing that, if you want to get involved at any end of the giving or receiving, or if you know somebody who needs something, themamas.org, we would love to hear from you.
And the giving part is probably the most important part. I mean, right now you could go and vote for your local favorite local artist, favorite songs, and that's totally free this year. But hey, you can make a donation when you go to themamas.org to vote, and you can know the money is going to support to put musical instruments in the hands of kids.
It matters. And there have been all these studies and research done about how music affects kids and also how it impacts seniors as you get older.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say music overall for your entire life is just really important.
It really is. I'm so glad to hear you say that. And so we try to do a bunch of different things throughout the year that are fun, because, you know, we don't just want to be all about give us your money. You know, we right. want to have a little fun as we go along. So yes, we do have our Madison Area Music Awards ceremony, which is a big thing. I've seen Rocker there in previous years, and let me tell you, when he dresses up
in
he,
a suit,
oh, he looks so good. I'll tell you.
Oh, and no hat.
2019. I got to present an award with E-Dub and Rocker. And the highlight of the evening was meeting Butch Vig backstage.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was awesome.
And I was broadcasting live from there on the station I was on. And
I remember
Butch
that.
Came on, and we did a little interview, and he said, I could retire now. I spoke with Jimmy Kay.
Oh,
such a charmer.
And we're hanging out and enjoying some Rocker vodka backstage.
I bet you
Butch.
Were.
He likes vodka.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the whole thing, you know, we're talking about the grand finale. What you are talking about right now is probably the only party for the mamas this year, because it's going to be in person.
Yes.
The actual big finale is going to be by video, which is okay because it's awesome the way they put it together. So why should people come and join us for this big celebration?
Well, first, what this particular celebration is, mm-hmm. is the finalist announcement party. So voting is open right now, and it was open registration. So when you go to themoms.org, you can just follow the links and end up and go vote. And as Terry told us earlier, it's there's no charge this year. excuse me. And then we're going to find out next Sunday, the 14th, who the finalists are. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, from there, then you go back and you vote for your favorites out of those categories. Mm-hmm. And then we have the big party in, I believe, late September, sometime fall-ish. And then we're going to do that online again, you know, because of COVID and lockdown and everything. We have taken that party online just for a couple of years, just temporarily. Yep. Yeah. But this
party. It was well done. It was well done last year.
Thank you. Mod Media. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to them for doing some great, great work with that. But we felt like we needed to have a live party. We felt like it was getting to the point where we could have a safe live party. And so, damn it, we're having a live party.
Yes, we are.
At Headliners.
At Headliners. It's called Liquid Now, but it was the old Headliners before my time. I never got to go. But from what I understand, it was the place.
Oh, yep, Headbangers. We used to call it Headbangers.
Oh, hey, here's
you guys want to know a little bit of like kind of weird outside fact
about
the place.
Always.
If you probably heard of the Black Bear Lounge, right? That's
sure.
a, kind of a legendary metal bar here in Madison. But before the Black Bear, actually, there was a bar, which I think when you go into Liquid, I haven't been in there in a long time, but when you go down the stairs, there's a bar off to the right that's a smaller room rather than the large Headliners room. Well, back there was where the original metal jukebox was.
Oh.
And we, all the metaler guy, you know, people, we would go to that bar and hang out. And all of a sudden, some people started coming back, and we were like, well, where were you guys at? And they're like, oh, we were hanging out at this place across the street in the basement called the Black Bear. And we're like, the Black Bear? It's like a biker bar. And they're like, no, downstairs, they have a metal jukebox. And
oh, I bet you just
every, you know, and that was the beginning of the Black Bear started right then. That was probably, I don't know, I want to say like, I don't know, 86 or 87.
Oh, wow.
Or something.
You're old rocker.
So I think what you're saying, though, Carrie, is this is not only an opportunity to get together in person, if you have favorite bands, some of those may be there and you can hang out, but to also see this piece of history in the Madison area.
Plus, there's a great lineup of live music. I'm looking at the schedule right now. It looks like Mackenzie Moore is playing.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Kilo Skittles is playing. She's off. They're awesome. Hip hop here in Madison. The Whiskey Farm, American folk.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Rock, bluegrass. And then the one I'm really excited about, too, is the Big Payback.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Horns. John Shipper.
Lots of horns.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up all around.
So, yeah. So is there a cover charge for the show?
There is not a cover charge. We want to make sure that everybody is able to come, and some people just aren't into paying cover charges, but we still want them to come because you never know what you're going to discover once you walk in the door. Now, of course, donations are happily accepted.
Yes. Absolutely.
So, you know, don't think for a minute you can't reach in and drop us a 10, but we're just, you don't have to. We're also trying to cram as much fun as we can into this 4-hour night. We only have 4 hours, 6 to 10 p.m.
Okay.
So we've got the four bands, and then we're announcing all of the finalists, and then we've got some food there. We're going to have some food cart food from Ember Foods. That's going to be really tasty. We're going to have some fine quality cocktails. You'll have to try our signature drink, the Mama-rita.
So what's in the Mama-rita?
The Mama-rita is the high quality tequila. It's the Barrel Select Patron.
It's so good.
I'm so in love with Ben from Liquid because he knows how to make a really great drink. He's gonna make house-made agave syrup instead of using that stuff you get in a bottle. This is going to be the real McCoy.
I know what I'm drinking.
Right? And then, as if you need another reason, $2 from every Mama-rita sold goes right back to the cause.
Oh, I'm taking nine right now.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Give me nine.
You'll be invisible by then, Jim.
Yes, I will.
And that little secret room that you were just talking about, Rocker, where you kind of go off to the right and it's sort of this little offshoot. They call that Ruby now.
Oh, yeah,
and
okay.
In there, we're going to have, our silent auction and raffle items. And we've collected a lot of really great things from people around the community. We've got some really big ticket items, like a ride in a stunt plane.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Serious, a ride in a stunt plane.
Uh-oh. Okay, you guys, get out of the way. I'm bidding on that
Right.
Upside down and loop-de-loops in the air, right?
Absolutely. Or you can choose the World War II fighter plane if you want. Either one. You can do, you know, some loops and some turns like that.
Tell me about the big poster photo thing that you were talking about.
Oh, this thing is very, very cool.
Rocker, you'll love this.
So in 2008, there was a benefit for a guy named Cadillac Joe. Am I getting that right? Uh-huh. Aaron Williams' dad. And there's an artist named, and I have her name written on a piece of paper right there, and I'm going to grab it in a second, who created this giant collage. It's 60 by 40. That's 5 feet across. Like, this is sofa art, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a collage of all the Madison people in the area around the time. And, you know, so I only got here in 2004, so there's a lot of faces I don't recognize. But it's seriously like Where's Waldo? You sit in front of this wonderful giant piece of art, and you can get lost for, you know, 15-20 minutes just like, oh my god, there's so and so, and like, oh my god, there's so and so. I'm not sure if you're on it, Rocker, but you might be. Actually,
I'm going
to be on that thing.
Oh my gosh.
So that's just one of the things that's up for auction. We also just found out yesterday that we've got a $100 gift certificate from Capital Music Gear, a locally owned company that wants to make the online music purchase experience as painless as possible. And what I just learned about these guys is that you get 15% off everything you buy if you either do a survey or a review, but they also donate 1% of everything you buy to the charity of your choice. So,
oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yep, Mama's is a choice in their drop down. So be sure to choose us to get that 1%.
Together perfectly.
So just like a lot of just different things you can. There's going to be a silent auction. There's going to be a raffle. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a gal doing glam rock makeup back in the corner. We just want to make it a lot of fun for everybody, so they stay and give us money so we can give instruments to kids.
Yes.
It all boils down to the kids.
Really,
what
does.
Day is that again?
This is Sunday, August 14th at Club Liquid. University
Club
Avenue,
Liquid.
624 University Avenue, right downtown Madison. The bands, once again, Mackenzie Moore, Kilo Skittles, The Whiskey Farm, and The Big Payback.
Yes.
It's going to be a wonderful night.
Joey B?
Yes, it is. All right. So before you cut me off here, that artist's name was Ellen Paulson. Okay. And it's Kilo, a.k.a. Skittles.
Oh,
she. Yeah, yeah. Kilo,
and I'm like, was that lowercase a.k.a. or is that uppercase? Because I want to get it right. Mm-hmm. These art artists. And I want to make sure that we give them all the respect that we possibly can, because they are coming in and working for a lesser fee so that they can be a part of this really great event. So thank you to all four of those bands that Jimmy just mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we'll be able to mention again.
You know, I met Kilo at the 2019 Mamas. We took a picture together. She had an outstanding performance on the big stage.
Oh,
I mean,
she
blew the roof off of the theater. And I don't have any music from her. I want to play some. So Kilo, if
we'll
you're listening, send me some MP3s,
maxincradio@gmail.com. Yeah, before the event, so we could play some and promote her being
week.
There and everything. Yeah.
And Terry, did I hear that you are the MC of this event?
She is.
This is like news to me. I just am hearing this.
Well, it's a lot of news to take in, because it's very good news. She's the only one.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I just assume Terry Barr is everywhere.
She is. Sugar Maple on Max Inc. Radio, the mama's everywhere.
Oh, I love it, though. You know how I feel about the local music scene, and it is an honor and a privilege to be there.
Well, back at you.
Mm. Carrie, we appreciate you coming in. We appreciate your hard work that you and Todd are doing with the mamas and all the volunteers with the mamas. I mean, it's a whole volunteer network. There's a lot of people that go in and make it work. And, you know, special shout out to Roy Elkins and Rick Twite, because they're the, like, the master behind
Absolutely.
The whole situation. And real quick, before, I don't want to get off too far in the weeds, but there's also Mama Cares, which is kind of an offshoot charity of the mamas. And Mama Cares, if you don't know it, it pays or helps pay medical bills or in the time of need, like when a Madison musician or an artist or something like that gets sick or needs some sort of help financially, Mama Cares is there, and we've talked about that here on the station.
Remember Robert J, who we love dearly, was just back in town doing some shows. He moved away because his wife got a new job, but he was one of the first ones to not only speak out in support of Mama Cares, but then he also, because of his son, needed some financial assistance, and this was there for them.
It was good. TheMamas.org.
Perfect.
TheMamas.org. Go give some money. Put some musical instruments in the hands of kids.
Yes.
Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're
and
welcome.
Us.
Carrie. Let's play the big payback.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Excellent.
Love
choice.
The enthusiasm. Power to Let Go is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Someday, but I don't know.
Maxine Gridio with the big payback. They're playing the Mama Awards finalist show at Club Liquid right on University Avenue. That's on Sunday, August 14th. It's for the charity, man, for all the kids. Put some musical instruments in the hands of kids. You get more details at themamas.org. That's themamas.org. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, everybody. I'm GBK here with Terry Barr, rocker. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Four locations in Madison, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's, salvatorestomatopies.com. Also by the Dark Horse Art Bar and Art Gallery, East Washington Avenue across from the Sylvie. Happy hour every Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Slices of Sal's Pizza for a buck. Check out the darkhorsemadison.com for the whole music schedule and art gallery schedule. I was just there.
I saw your posting.
What was that? Tuesday, Wednesday? Tuesday night.
No,
Thursday
because
night.
Tuesday you were at Daly's.
Yeah, I'm making my rounds.
I love that, though. Way to support local.
I like the Dark Horse. That's a great little spot.
It has such a great vibe, doesn't it?
It really does. Mm-hmm. I feel at home there. It's very frequency-ish. There.
Yeah, that's what I said the first time I walked in the door. I'm like, I feel like I'm back at the frequency. And for those of you anywhere listening right now, that was like one of the most popular spots for so long.
Part of my heart is still at the frequency for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I've got music on the way.
Okay.
A couple bands, or at least one band from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, Rapids area. We'll play that next hour. We're going to talk about the Waukesha Rotary Blues Fest next hour. We got that. And of course, Maxi Kevy with Rocker after 10 o'clock. Let's play a fun song.
Oh, good.
Dr. Noise, the booty song on Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, when the stars have aligned, girl, then you'll be mine. Please let me touch that booty. And with a butt like that, I simply got to ask. Please let me touch that booty. That booty popping out of those jeans like the girls in magazines. At least let me see your booty.
Hit the record button.
Hit the record button.
Hit the record button.
Inc. Radio. We are local music. Sweet Delta Dawn there and Eastern Dimension. Great little funk groovy band from Madison. Hey, everybody, stick around. We got the next hour of Max Inc. Radio coming up here shortly. We're going to talk about who's coming in, Terry? Is it Bill, Bob?
I forget. Bob Mitnacht.
Oh, that's right.
And that's from the Waukesha Rotary Blues Fest.
Yes, and that's happening very soon, and we're going to talk with him. Rocker has Max Inc. Heavy coming up. And Terry, you have a little nibbit that you're going to share with us after the top of the hour.
I am curious, how are people feeling about big indoor shows? I saw Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo last night in Milwaukee, and there's a reason. I want to ask everybody else about this, and that'll be coming up.
All right, we'll figure that out. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Hello, Walker.